Good morning, Redeem Chay Odom, Kal Mem, and we're starting Simon Hay. Sark Lizerbin, a Katsitsa. So a person has to be careful of a Katsitsa issue. Shall you tit or you offer tachas a tziburin, mashayotze chutz the basar? So Chazal came along and said that people's fingernails, the fingernail itself is not a problem, it's part of the body, but there tends to gather dirt, etc., under the fingernail between the skin and the fingernail. So that would be potentially be a chatzitza, so that the water can't reach that spot. So the water has to reach that spot as well. So, since most people, if their fingernails are not long, and we're talking about the area which is, if you, what's called keneged habasar. So if you push the basar up a little bit, the fingernail would not extend beyond the length of the basar, the tip of the finger, the length of the skin. It's a small area. If a little amount is there, Chazal said people in general are not makbid. But if the fingernail is longer and there's dirt gathered there, that people would find that to be repulsive, and therefore people would be makbid in general. See, if he himself is not makbid, it's going to be a problem. So he says a person should be careful. Shall you tit or offer? Shouldn't be mud or dirt under the tziporin. Under the fingernail, the part which goes beyond where the skin ends. The part which is under the fingernail, negative buster, corresponding to where the skin is. Since it's a small amount, so people in general do not mind, so it's not considered a chatzitza. Now, if the person himself would mind, he would have to remove it. That the part which extends further, we assume people are makbid. So even if he personally is not makbid, so again, we say that it's going to be an issue. So we're machmer in both directions. If he personally is makbid, or if people in general are makbid, that's considered a chatzitza. The rest of the hands, there is an issue of chatzitza. If it's something which attaches, sticks out, as opposed to something which will let water through or washes away, that's not a problem of chatzitza. Now, if there's something over there which people in general would be makbid to remove under the fingernail, even the keneged habasar, let's say, for example, dough. So it looks strange over there, or something which really looks repulsive. So the derech olam is going to be makbid, so a person would have that problem as well, even though it's the area which is keneged habasar. Okay. Now, an area where it's a common issue, let's say a person has a little bit of a irritation over there, he got a cut, and it puffs up, and the skin is pushing right against the fingernail, it'd be very hard to remove the lichluch which is there. So a person does not need, in that situation, to remove it, because we assume that the derech olam will not be to makbid on that situation. Fine. Okay. The chayyadim now We'll start at the beginning of Siman Vav. Afilo Dabar Shemachas Kol Hayad Im Darkei Bekach Eino Chotzitz. Something which covers the majority of the hand or the whole hand. If that's normal for this person, so that's not a chotzitza. Kegon Misha Hu Tzeveya V'yadav Tzevus. We mentioned a painter or a dyer, so he dyes things. So dipping his hands in and out of these dyes, his hands eventually become discolored from the dye. Or a person who is a sheikhet, or a person who sells fat, and they have these blood, all these other items, which would be problematic. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that the Gemara says this idea by a case of Roiv, that it applies to Kol Hayad. He does not know where the source of this Chayadim is, what's in a case where it covers the whole hand, that you're able to be makbid, you're able to be able to be mekel, he's not sure what the status of that would be. Now again, in the case of the da, usually it's Abrashim Ramamish, and that's a different point. Now it also has to be the normal level of dirtiness. If it's the level of dirtiness is beyond what's normal, it would be problematic. Last point, there are people who say nowadays that this halacha doesn't apply anymore, that once upon a time they didn't really have very good cleanliness practices, and people would go home at the end of the day, it's hard to move it, they just would live with it. Nowadays, most people at the end of the day take a good shower, they wash up themselves well, and they clearly are makbid on having these things. We already pointed out, if a person is really makbid, even during the time that he's not makbid, so if a person would want to wash for lunch, he would, in that situation, he would have to stop and clean his hands well before he washes, because nowadays we assume that people are makbid. That seems to be a compelling argument nowadays. Have a good day.